This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, as we approach the fiscal cliff, much of the attention in Washington has been on income tax rates. But there's another tax that's likely to rise whether we go over the cliff or not. That would be the tax on capital gains. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
When taxes on regular income go up for top earners, so will their taxes on income from owning stocks and other assets, from the current 15% on capital gains to 20%.
Capital gains are really, really skewed by income.
Syracuse University economist Len Berman says more than 90% of capital gains go to the top one-fifth of earners.
You have capital gains on assets, and the richest people in our country have most of the assets.
Conservatives say keep capital gains rates low to encourage investment and growth. Berman counters that when rates are low, wealthy taxpayers often use them to shelter income, not invest in productive businesses. But Bill Gentry at Williams College does worry about one group that could be investing, entrepreneurs.
If an entrepreneur starts a business, if they're successful, you're really having a higher tax rate on success. That could gum up the works.
Higher rates on capital gains and dividends could bring the government more than $240 billion over the next 10 years. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.